This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today. I had the chance to see him in Anaheim a few months ago at the Scale Up Conference, David Merman Scott. David, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, it's great to be here, Derek. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so impressed with you. I got to see you for the first time a few months ago, but you are an internationally acclaimed business growth strategist, entrepreneur, advisor to emerging companies, a public speaker, author of 10 previous books, including New Rules of Marketing and PR in its sixth edition in 29 languages, and Marketing Lessons from the Grateful Dead. What I thought was super cool is that you travel around the world to surf and hear great live music as well. So your new book, Fanocracy, I've got in my hands here, Turning Fans into Customers and Customers into Fans, that you co-wrote with your daughter, which is really cool. If you don't mind taking a few minutes, just let us get some insight into you as a person, just a little bit of highlights about you.
Yeah, sure, of course. So I started my career on a bond trading desk. I hated it and I was terrible at it, but I really liked the information that bond traders used. So I spent 15 years in the global financial information business working for companies like Dow Jones and Reuters. And then in 2002, I went out on my own. And since then, I've done about 30 or 40 paid speaking gigs around the world every year. And as you mentioned, I've written now 11 books. My most recent one, as you mentioned, is called Fanocracy, Turning Fans into Customers and Customers into Fans. And as you said, I wrote that with my daughter Reiko, because what we were just so passionate about, the things that we love. I love live music, especially the Grateful Dead. I've been to 790 live shows, including 75 Grateful Dead concerts. And my daughter Reiko is really into Harry Potter. She's read every book multiple times, seen every movie multiple times, gone to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter theme park in Orlando several times. And she wrote an 85,000 word alternative ending to the Harry Potter series, where Draco Malfoy is a spy for the Order of the Phoenix, and put that on a fan fiction site that's been downloaded thousands and thousands of times. So we were so passionate about the things we love, we decided to test our thesis that any organization can grow by building fans, and that's exactly what we found. And we wrote a book about how anybody can create fans.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.